Move into Senate Bill 178. Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul Dennard, State Senator, District 2. Senate Bill 178 is a hoghouse bill, and I think it brought to light maybe a problem that's out across some of the townships across the state. Senator Dedrick, I think you had a good suggestion. I visited with Gail Brock just this morning, and they have a meeting, I think, in Brown County this spring, she said, where that some of the county officials will be in. I think this type of legislation is something that I would agree that I would probably be a little skeptical putting it in code this year too, although my constituent probably would have liked to seen it go forward. But I think your suggestion and visit with Gail Brock would be a good thing, and I assume that you'll put it to the 36th day. The only thing that I feel sad about is Senator DeHuick could have had a bill that the township officials might have really loved her for this year, but with her name in the head. But maybe next year we can do something, and I'll have my name at the top if I'm reelected, and Patty can be right below me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sounds like the race is on. Any questions of Senator Dennard? Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there further proponents or opponents of Senate Bill 178? Seeing none, we will close the hearing to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 178.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Moore.
I move to refer 178.
Is there a second to that motion? Man. Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Senator McIntyre. Any discussion on the motion to move to the 36th?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hewick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Substitute motion.
To amend Senate Bill 178. I don't have the motion written or the amendment written up, Mr. Chairman, but it's pretty simple. I would move by way of a substitute motion to amend Senate Bill 178 to return 178 to its original form without sections 1 and 2.
Okay, the motion is to return to strike sections 1 and 2, correct? And there's a second to that motion. Discussion on that motion to amend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that I didn't have an opportunity to address the hoghouse of my bill last Monday, but what I would ask the committee to consider, in light of the fact that Senator Dennard has essentially conceded that his hoghouse could be deferred to the 36th day, I'd like the committee to at least consider the three sections of 178 that received very little attention when 178 was originally heard before this committee. And if the members will recall, the primary discussion and controversy around 178 involved the first two sections of that bill, which dealt specifically with assessment practices for land that had been permanently removed from crop production. And it became very evident to me that the committee was concerned about moving in that direction, and so we essentially killed the bill. But the remaining sections of that bill, I think, are fairly innocuous in that they're primarily cleanup legislation. The Department of Revenue certainly didn't oppose the changes to those existing code sections. And I would view that those remaining sections as relatively non-controversial and actually help clarify our tax assessment procedures for the Directors of Equalization and the Department of Revenue. And so I really appreciate the committee taking a look at those sections and at least considering keeping the bill alive to that extent. Obviously, I'm disappointed that the first two sections were not met with approval, but I well understand that this process requires a lot of time and deliberate thought, and sometimes the The wheels of government move very slowly. But with that being recognized, I would surely appreciate your consideration of the remaining three sections and your support to take it to the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion on the motion to amend? Senator Koskinen?
Mr. Chairman, I just try to follow through. Senator DeHuick, the first section three, I don't think I have a problem with, but I'm not sure that we want to exclude, and I think section four is talking about the taxes as a base, as a part of the rental value, depending on what the individual arrangement is between the owner and the lessee. But that is, shouldn't that be considered part of a rental rate?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's exactly right, Senator Koskinen, and that's what Section 4 is attempting to do. And if you'll go way back to the beginning of our session, and we had the Directors of Equalization in here, and we were dealing with Senate Bill, I think, 83, and it was moving the cap rate from 8 to 5. And if the members will recall, I asked Mary Worley, who's the Director of Equalization in Brown County, if she would agree that this verbiage contained in my bill would assist those directors in capturing more of the ag sales in their assessment procedure and keeping them out of NAZ. And if I recall correctly, she agreed with that. And I think it's not a huge step forward in helping the Directors of Equalization with those ag sales, but it gives them something to use to capture more of those sales. So I don't want to speak for their organization, but I guess I would be shocked if they had a problem with this. It goes hand in hand with what they wanted to do to change that cap rate from 8 to 5. So you're exactly right, Senator Koskinen. I think if it's very clearly delineated in the lease agreement between the lessor and the lessee, that part of the lessor's compensation for that rental agreement includes the requirement that the lessee has to pay the property taxes on that land, then that should be construed as part of the lease payment. Thank you for the question.
Further questions? If not, all those in favor of the motion to amend will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. We do have a House bill, Senate bill, whatever it is, as amended, 178. My apologies. Any discussion or action on House bill or Senate bill 178 as amended?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Senator DeHuick. Just a question on Section 5. How do they enter into a contract? Do they have to do this right now for cash rent? Would this be information that they could collect from Brookings? I presume that's where they would be collecting the rental information. But would it be easy for them to collect the tax information? I mean, it's not as simple as, I don't know, I think they do surveys, if you will, for Brookings right now does surveys for rental rates. They already have that in place, and so you'd basically assume the Department of Revenue, I don't know how it works, but I assume the Department of Revenue goes to Brookings and pays them for this information, or I'm not sure how that arrangement works. Enter into a contract, maybe they don't pay them. But how would they collect this information if it's not being collected someplace on taxes on rental ground?
Senator DeHuick,
thank you, Mr.
Chair.
Thank you. Well, if I understand the question, I'll try to answer it. I think you're targeting one of the problems that we're having in South Dakota with regard to, it's not revenue, it's SDSU, as I understand it. Mr. Kinsman can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's SDSU that is actually going out and trying to ascertain what rental agreements, what cash rent is in the various counties in South Dakota. And they're doing that by a number of different methods, as I understand it. And they're trying to identify, because it's a pretty significant job and it has a significant role in the determination of whether or not ag land falls in the NAZ category. And so they're making their best efforts to, either by way of survey, or I don't know if they do any personal interviews with landowners. Really, Mr. Kinsman could address that. But I don't see the, if we were to pass this, I don't see that the attempt to figure out whether or not the lessee has to pay the taxes, I don't see that as a huge roadblock to their job. I think they can, as the bill states, it's got to be part of a written an agreement, an express agreement between the lessee and the lessor. And when questioned then by SDSU as to how much are you getting for your ag land, the lessor then would respond, well, I'm getting $50 an acre plus. He has to also pay the property tax on that acre. So I don't see that as a real big problem. And in fact, I see it as an effort to better identify what the actual cash rent is in South Dakota. And I think that's what we're all after, good definitive data so that we can substantiate and we can provide a tool for the directors of equalization in assessing ag land. Thank you for the question.
Other questions? Further discussion. Is there action on Senate Bill 178?
Chairman, I move to pass as amended.
Motion do pass as amended on 178. Is there a second? Senator DeHuick seconds that motion. Discussion on that do pass motion. Seeing none, the question before the committee is a do pass motion on Senate Bill 178 as amended. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Kitzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers? Diedrich?
Aye.
Boe? Six yeas, zero nays.
Motion consent by Senator DeHuick. Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Senator McIntyre. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion does not pass.